This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. It is time. Daci Poll took a bye week last week. Daci Poll is back today, but before we get to that, Jake, you got any questions from the text line?
Yeah, you can hit us up 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman Jewelers text line. Somebody's looking forward to the AC poll. As they say, who do you have ranked that is not ranked in the AP poll?
Oh, man. I got a couple of teams. I don't have a whole lot of respect for the Mighty Pack 2, so that might give you a hint. My apologies to the folks from Pullman. But let's dive into it real quick. Here's how I rank teams, and then we'll light this candle. It's a combination of what you've done, what your record is, your strength of schedule, and also what I believe you would do, right, versus similarly ranked teams on a neutral field in the future. So what you've done, all right, what your record is, who you played, and what I believe you could potentially do in the future as well. All right, let's start at the top. And I've got the AP poll pulled up here as well, so we can do some comparisons. My top four are not different. Oregon 1, Georgia 2. I actually bumped Penn State ahead of Ohio State. You know, that pesky team from the Midwest where they grow a lot of corn, have a lot of awesome football fans. Just kind of exposed Penn State a little bit. I'm a little bit concerned about some of their things on offense. They didn't look great. Pass defense was exposed a little bit versus Oregon. I don't know that Penn State's going to win, but I got to take into account what you've done. So Penn State undefeated, goes to Madison, wins by two touchdowns with a backup quarterback in the second half. Ohio State struggles at home versus Nebraska. Penn State 3, Ohio State 4. Little flip-flop there. The AP poll has Miami 5, Texas 6. I don't understand Texas. I don't understand Texas in general, but I don't understand Texas going on the road, playing a ranked team and getting a win. And then they get bumped down for that when they played Vanderbilt. I know it's Vanderbilt, but they're ranked. By the way, I still have Vanderbilt ranked. So I actually have Texas 5th, Miami 6th. Miami could have lost like 5 games already this year. Okay. The refs saved them against Virginia Tech, and then they were down by 92,000 points versus Cal and somehow came back and won. It's actually a pretty impressive game, to be honest with you, but I just don't buy into Miami. They don't play defense. Cam Ward is awesome on offense, but you got to play more better, because that's proper English, more better defense. All right, Tennessee at 6. I'll be honest with you, after the top 5, it was kind of hard for me to rank teams. There's teams with a lot of flaws this year, which makes college football a lot of fun. I have Tennessee at 6. Pardon me. I got Texas A&M, who just keeps slowly climbing in my rankings, at 7. There's an inordinate amount of SEC teams here, but 3 of the top 4 teams are Big Ten teams, by the way. All right, Texas A&M number 8. I've been higher on BYU than most people all year. I've got them 9. The AP poll now has them 9. You didn't get to see my poll last week because we ran out of time, but I actually had BYU 9 a week ago. They have now leapfrogged up to 9 in the AP poll as well. At 10th, let's see what I've got here. At 10, I've got a mistake. I have a team written down here twice. Well, that's okay. At 10, I don't know who I have, because I have BYU written at number 9 and 10.
You really like BYU.
I don't like them that much, but that's okay. All right. I'll have to figure that out. But at 11, I have Indiana, just outside of the top 10. What do you think of that, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, they still kind of a weaker schedule, but undefeated. Haven't trailed yet. That's incredible.
They've just looked so good. But to me, you know, when I would go skiing in Colorado, people would ask me, what do you think's the best, like, I've skied double blacks and et cetera, I've about died multiple times, but I'm still here. And, like, to me, the true sign of being a good skier wasn't how fast you could go on a blue or a green. It was how well you could handle moguls. That was, to me, the best sign of a good skier. There's various ways to measure this. It depends on what you're trying to do. Are you a downhill skier or a mogul skier? To me, the hardest thing was moguls, okay? To me, looking really good against inferior opponents, like going really fast down a green or a blue, to me, even if you've got a little chink in your armor, if you can handle the moguls better, if you've played a stronger strength of schedule, to me, that's a little bit more impressive. Indiana looks like a top 10 team. I've got to see them do it against stiffer competition. Hey, they didn't have a whole lot of problem with Washington. Washington's been very up and down this year. Obviously, they looked all right against us. But Indiana got them at 11. I couldn't put them in the top 10. I got to see them do it against a little stiffer competition, but I do think they're really good. I have them in front of Iowa State, who has beaten Iowa, which is a halfway decent win this year, just FYI. So I do think highly of Indiana. just need more concrete evidence. I got Iowa State at 12. Clemson, I'm sorry, a lot of people are way higher on Clemson than I am. They've beaten one team this year with a winning record. That was Virginia, by the way. All right, if you're interested in Virginia, they just got boat raced 41-14 to a North Carolina team that's barely above 500. So Clemson looks really good. I mean, their most recent scores of their games, 40, 42, 40, 41, 45. Like, holy cow, they're scoring points all over the yard.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I just 34-3, and I know Georgia might be the best team in the country, and I know that was a long time ago. But again, Clemson, who have you done it against? That's going to impress me the most. I've got Alabama at 14, my highest-ranked two-loss team, the most inconsistent team in America, but the most talented team that's rated this low, and it ain't even close. I've got Boise at 15 in front of Notre Dame. That might surprise people. That Northern Illinois loss sticks with me. At home, they got outrushed, outgained, and flat-out beat by Northern Illinois, who is, they're just barely above 500, and they're in the MAC, with all due respect. Okay. They did get a ranked win. They smashed Navy this past weekend, 41-14. So maybe I should pay more attention to Notre Dame. All right, if we had a 16-team playoff, they'd be the 16th seed, and they'd be playing Oregon. That'd be fun. Number 17, SMU. I'm pretty high on SMU. Pitt got my attention. All right, a couple of weeks ago, they're undefeated, 7-0 at 18. Kansas State, I had to dock them a little bit. They struggled versus a Kansas team that's been struggling this year, barely escaped with a win. I know it's an in-state rivalry game, but I moved them down. I had them, I believe, 16 a week ago. Now they're down to 19. LSU, this is a team that really lost to South Carolina. They should have three losses, but they've looked good at times, much better on defense than a year ago. Garrett Nussmeier needs some help in the run game. My good Lord, they could not run at all versus A&M on Saturday. To me, they're improved on defense, but not great. Their run game is non-existent. Garrett Nussmeier is a talented quarterback who will get an NFL shot, but he's too inconsistent to trust him. I have LSU. They're 6-2 and number 20. Army undefeated, number 21. Ah, their buddies Navy did not help them. All right, Army's going to get their own shot. I believe Army plays Notre Dame, don't they, Jake?
I believe so.
So they're going to get their own shot at Notre Dame, but they're always going to be connected in people's minds, and Navy's loss to Notre Dame, 41-14, did not help them. Colorado, I have them at 22. And they deserve to be there. Send me hate mail to Jake. What's your email?
No, thank you.
No, thank you? Okay. At number 23, I've got Ole Miss, probably the most talented team that's not in the top 14, which I believe I had Alabama at 14. They're the most talented team since Alabama at 14 in these rankings. All right. Then I've got 24. Who do I have? I have Illinois. And this was tough because they looked bad against the number one team in the country on the road. And then they've also lost to the number three team in the country, Penn State, on the road. So I've got them ranked to 24th. Now, the teams I do not have in are Washington State, 7-1. Don't have them in. You know why? Sorry, Pac-2. Not a lot of love for you. Here's who they've beaten this year. Portland State, San Jose State, Hawaii, San Diego State's not half bad. Only beat them by 6. Okay, it's not been like their best win is Washington, who is not Washington this year. That's a big win in the state of Washington, but I just don't have a whole lot of credit for Washington State just yet in the Mighty Pac-2. I also do not have Missouri ranked. How in the world anybody can have Missouri ranked like the AP does right now is beyond me. They play two ranked teams this year. Lost those two games by a combined score of 75-10. You got to be kidding me. All right, we'll close with this. I have Vanderbilt at 23. And I'll just let that sink in because I'm going to look at Vanderbilt's record. I already know it. But I'm going to bring it up again anyways. 5-3. They're barely over 500, Jake. And I have them in the top 25. That's what happens when you take Texas, who was number one down to the wire, still top five. That's what happens when you beat a number one Alabama team. Okay, to me, and was it A&M? Oh, it was Missouri that they lost by 3 points on the road to. So to me, Vanderbilt was a ranked team that played a top five team and lost by a field goal. You were ranked 25th in the country. You played the number five team in the country to within 3 points. I don't understand why you should be punished for that. You lost. You covered the spread. I don't think you should be punished for that. Just my humble thoughts. Any counter thoughts, Jake?
No, I like that. It's just, you know, they did lose to Missouri, so head-to-head, you still have Missouri out in Vandy. But I understand it because of the better competition they've had.
So here's that. That was something I wanted to bring up. I don't have Missouri 26. I have Missouri outside the top 30. Mm. So if I had them next to Vanderbilt, they'd get the nod. They've got the win over them, but I've got them outside the top 30. So to me, there's five teams between them. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the ball.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.